Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. If you're looking for a good financial advisor, there are some things you need to keep in mind. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When people ask me for recommendations for financial planners or good accountants, I always tell them first start with this thought. It's your money, so take it personally. With that in mind, look for a financial planner with whom you feel absolutely comfortable and who will make you feel that he or she is taking your money needs personally, professionally. So look for a person who can tell you their code of ethics and make sure to check their background and credentials with an accrediting organization. There are many professional designations out there among money specialists. A few of them deserve your consideration. There are certified financial planners. These are people who are trained in risk management, investments, and tax, retirement, and estate planning. There are personal financial specialists who are certified financial accountants who specialize in financial planning. There are chartered financial analysts who must pass a 3-level test on investment analysis, economics, portfolio theory, accounting, and corporate finance. And there are chartered financial consultants who are insurance agents who have passed college courses in financial planning. Regardless the designation of the financial specialist, be sure you ask and know how they get paid, because there are several compensation models. Some only charge a fee. Others take a percentage of your assets plus a fee, and there are some who charge an hourly rate, still others who charge you an annual retainer. Go to www.sec.gov and click on Check Out Brokers and Advisors for more information. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.